Today's daf is Erev and Daf Tzadik Hei, and we are 16 lines from the top of Daf Tzadik Hei, Amud Aleph, the two dots, Rabbi Yossi Omer Imutarim. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema. The Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Ovadia ben Miriam Leah, and Reb Tzvi Meir ben Rachel Matel. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilu Nishmas Avram ben Yibad Lechaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So the Mishnah and Daf Tzadik Dalid Amud Aleph discussed a halacha that's appeared many times throughout Masechet Erevin, and that is what happens if you have a rishus, a place, that at the onset of Shabbos, you're allowed to carry in, but then something happened on Shabbos to change the status quo. So that based on the circumstances now, had they been present at the onset of Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to carry. And the Mishnah gave three examples. You had a chatzar that was closed off on all sides, and then nifritza shtei ruchai sel rishos harabim. You had a bias that was closed off on one side, and nifrat shtei ruchai sov on Shabbos. You had a mavoi that was enoi mefulash. It was closed off on three sides. There was a lechi, there was a kaira at the entranceway of the mavoi, and then the kaira was removed during Shabbos. The lechayim were removed on Shabbos. What's the halacha? It's Rabbi Yehuda said a chiddush. Mutarim ba'oser Shabbos. That Shabbos you're going to be allowed to be metalto. It's just asurin la'asur lavi. Rabbi Yossi argued. Rabbi Yossi said, and they'll say, if it's mutter, it's mutter. If it's aser, it's aser. Mutarim la'oser Shabbos. If it's mutter for the Shabbos, mutarim la'asur lavi. Then it should be mutter for the future Shabbos as well. If asurin la'asur lavi. And if it's not going to be mutter next Shabbos and the one after that, asurim la'oser Shabbos, then it should be aser for this Shabbos. So Rabbi Yehuda's shita, we understand. Rabbi Yehuda's holds Shabbos, kivan shehutra hutra. There's a concept that even though really this is not okay, but once it was mutter at the beginning of Shabbos, it'll be mutter at the very least for that Shabbos. This is, of course, based on the fact that all these issues in the Mishnah are the Rabbanon issues. So being that these are the Rabbanon issues, hey mamru, the Chachamim said, there's an idea of Shabbos, kivan shehutra hutra. Had there been the Reis issues, obviously you'd never be able to say this. But that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita very clear. Rabbi Yossi was unclear. All Rabbi Yossi said was you can't differentiate between this Shabbos and next Shabbos. He said, manavshach, imu tarim loyse Shabbos, mutarim loyse Shabbos. If masurim lasa lavi, asurim laasa Shabbos. Zok the Gemara iba yilhu. Rabbi Yossi lesser oilahata. So what is Rabbi Yossi shita? Is Rabbi Yossi shita that memanav shach? Therefore, it's always going to be asur. Is Rabbi Yossi shita memanav shach? Therefore, it's always going to be mutar. Amar Rav Sheshes said lesser. Rabbi Yossi meant lesser, being that it's pashit. You won't be able to carry in this chatzar next Shabbos. You're going to tell me because Shabbos kodesh parshas vayera. This was a chatzar that you were allowed to carry in. So memela, even though something happened and it's not good anymore. So chayisarin told us you'll also be able to carry. What's the svar in that? So of course, Rabbi Yossi holds that for the future Shabbos you can't carry, and if in the future Shabbos you can't carry, so you can't carry this Shabbos. The Bechinam Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. Le'eser, Rabbi Yossi meant to say that it's always going to be aser, even the Shabbos. Tanya Nami Yochi, it's also a brisa. Amar Rabbi Yossi, k'shem shasurim la'asur lavoi, kach asurin la'oser Shabbos. Again, the brisa very often explained what the Mishnah left unexplained. This is an example. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi just says, Memanav Shach. But Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, when he was Masada the Mishnah, he didn't even feel that it was necessary to add this Knech. That's how much the Mishnah was written, Belosh and Kitzara. You appreciate this so much when you go through some Gemaras, that he didn't even write, Asura Mutter. Rav Sheshes would explain it one day. Rav Yochanan would explain it one day. It's fine. Damiram, that's what they're going to do. It was something that was supposed to be understood. The Braisa very often was more explanatory. Classic example. The Braisa doesn't just say Manav Shach. No, the Braisa says Geshem Shasurin Lasad Lavi. Just like it's also Lasad Lavi. Kach Hasurin Lasad Shabbos. Itmer. Rav Chia Bar Yosef. I'm Rav Chia Bar Yosef. Said Halacha Rav Yosef. Halacha is like Rav Yosef. Veshmul HaMeshmul said Halacha Rav Yosef. So now that we clarify the two positions in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that it's going to be mutter for this Shabbos, just be aser for the future Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Shita, that no, just like it's aser for the future Shabbos, be aser for this Shabbos as well. So now we have to figure out who we paskin like. Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, or do we paskin like Rabbi Yossi? So Rabbi Yosef said Allah is like Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel said Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel Hachi, is that true? Shmuel said Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda. But time we learn to the mission. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Medvarim amurim beiruvei tachum." The context over there was, if I want to be mezakeh somebody else with an erev, can I or can I not? So the Mishnah said, when it comes to eruvei tchumen, ein ma'arvin ela midas. The reason is because eruvei tchumen isn't necessarily a schus for the person that you're making the eruv for. Because although it's true he can walk more than 2,000 amos from his house, but at the same time, whatever distance he gains in the direction of the Eruv, he loses in the other direction. So the Mishnah said, when it comes to Eruv Tchumen, you can't treat it like a schos, hence, ein ma'arvin, el midas. Rabbi Yehuda said, when is that true? By Eruv Tchumen, ava b'Eruv Chatzeris, when it comes to Eruv Chatzeris, ma'arvin ben ladas, ben shaloi ladas. Why? Because Eruv Chatzeris, there's no downside. If it's a zachon, shaloi b'fanov, ve'ein chavin, shaloi b'fanov. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah. Okay. Now, for Amar Yehuda, Mashmur, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, we need Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that only a Eruv Tchumen ain't ma'arvin el ladas. But when it comes to Eruv Chatzeros, you don't need the person's das. Bein ladas, bein shaloi ladas. V'loi oid. And then Rabbi Yehuda continued in the name of Shmuel. Elokom lakim shashana Rabbi Yehuda be'erivin. Halacha k'moisai. That wherever Rabbi Yehuda said a halacha in Erivin, the halacha is going to be like Rabbi Yehuda. So far so good. Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in our sugya. And now we just found a statement that we've seen earlier in the Masechta that Shmuel said wherever Rabbi Yehuda said a halach and Masechta say even halach. The problem is the next line, because Vamalei Rav Chana Big Dasala Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Chana Big Dasala asked Rabbi Yehuda the Amora. Amma Shmuel Afilu B'Mavish Nitol Kairasai Oy L'Chayev. When Shmuel said that wherever Rabbi Yehuda said a halacha, the halacha is like him. Did he mean even this halacha? Even if you had a chatzar or a mavi in the beginning of Shabbos, and you were allowed to carry in that mavi because there was a lechi and a kaira, and then on Shabbos the mavi and the lechi were removed, we're Rav Yehuda, the Tana, is of the opinion, Shabbos, Kimet, Shehutra, Hutra, that it's going to be mutter for that Shabbos. Did Shmuel mean to say that even there, the halacha is like Rav Yehuda? V'amalei said, no. Be'erivin amarti lucha, v'loi b'mechitzais. Whenever there's a Rav Yehuda that's discussing Erivin, right, we think of Erivin, we think of the Tzuras HaPesach, we think of the string, the fine line. But the truth is, that's not what Eruv really is. Eruv is the Mazin Shtei Sudois. See, so when it comes to making the Eruv, the real Eruv, that's where I said the halacha is always like Rabbi Yehuda. But when it comes to Mechitz, it's not. This is Mamash Astira. So here you have a Mefurish exchange between Rabbi Chana Big Dasa and Rabbi Yehuda in terms of what Shmuel's opinion was as it relates to Unzer Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. And Shmuel said that even though I always hold like Rabbi Yehuda Masach to say Eruvin, but that's only Be'eruvin, but like the Mechitzos. And this Mishnah on Tzadik Dalam and Aleph is discussing Mechitzos, it's not discussing Erevin. No, there was a very long-winded way of saying that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, not like Rabbi Yehuda. It's a stira. We started the Gemara. Itma Rabbi Yossi v'malach Rabbi Yossi. V'Shmuel amalachik Rabbi Yehuda. We have a stira because here we know Shmuel does not hold halachik Rabbi Yehuda. And even though, ironically, Shmuel said, "Kol makim shashana Rabbi Yehuda be'erivin alocha gemaisai," but be'erivin amarti lucha v'leiv mechitzais. And our mission is discussing mechitzais. Om Ravana, Ravana said, "L'din b'fish l'minei de Shmuel." I heard pshat from Shmuel as follows. He explained it to me very clearly. He said, "Kan shenifetzol the karmelis, kan shenifetzol the rishus harabim. A mavli that was open on one side, and you put a lechi or a kair, and then the lechi or kair was removed on Shabbos. Whether or not you'd be able to carry on that Shabbos." Or not. We have a steer in Shmuel. Yes, halachik Rabbi Yehuda. Not halachik Rabbi Yehuda. The teretz is, what was the mavi exposed to? Was it exposed to a karmelis? Or was it exposed to a rishus harabim? If it's exposed to a rishus harabim, it's going to be treated more stringently. And the reason is very obvious. Because over there, if by mistake you carry from the mavi to the rishus harabim, because there's no lechi and kaira there, right? The whole purpose of the lechi and kaira is a heker, a mechitza, to differentiate between the mavi and the rishus harabim. So if you're going to carry by mistake, you'll be over in a sedei raisa. That's a reason to be machmer. If it's only exposed to a karmelis, so what's the worst thing you could do? Is you could be over in a sedei rabbanon. So of course, that's going to be more kuladik. So when did Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, lekula ar gemara, v'shmuel amalachik Rabbi Yehuda? That's when it was exposed to a karmelis. That exchange with Rabbi Chana Big Dasa and Rabbi Yehuda, where Be'er ben Amartich of Aloyb and Mechitzes, when it comes to Mechitzes, Shmuel did not pass on Rabbi Yehuda. He was talking about it was exposed to a Rishus Rabbim. Being that it's exposed to a Rishus Rabbim, it's going to be treated a little bit more stringently. Now, the truth is, this Gemara is something that we spoke about twice in a raid bite in Masechtas Erevin. Once we got involved in the whole halacha of Shmuel, why Shmuel have to say that Kol Makom Shishana Rabbi Yehuda be'erivin halacha kemoisai. We mentioned the ha'ara from Rabbi Yeshua Mendel Arenberg. We're not going to chazer it now. But his tremendous ha'ara, he says, if you go through every single Rabbi Yehuda Masech de'erivin, he had one of two bali plukta. It's either Rabbi Meir and it's Rabbi Shimon. And the truth is, in the kloli apsak of erivin daf menvavam and beis, whenever there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. Whenever there's a machloikis between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, which means we anyways pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So why would Shmuel have had to make a statement that wherever there's Rabbi Yehuda in Erev and Halacha Kamaisa, I could do the math by myself. All I need is the back of an envelope. Go through every single Rabbi Yehuda in Erev and you're going to see that Halacha is like him, based on the Klali Epsak. And Rabbi Shmuel Mendel wanted to say an amazing Chiddush. He wanted to say that it could be, you see from here, that Shmuel doesn't hold of the Klali Epsak. And the truth is, the Gemara says in Erev that if that who was the man, the Amar, who introduced all the Klali Epsak, if it's Machlokes, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir, we pass like this, or Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, it was Rabbi Yochanan. But the Gemara said, Rav is less le'lahai klolo. So said the Dvar Yeshua, that it could be, you see from this Gemara, that Shmuel was also less le'lahai klolo. He said, l'may nafkimina, there's a very big nafkimina. Because if the Kloli Apsak, based on Erevin, is a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rav, whenever there's machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan. That's the Gemara in the beginning of Masech Tisvei. But if it's not just Rav, it's also Shmuel, so it comes out it's machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Travayu. What do you do if there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Travayu? So he said, that's already a machlokes between Toisvis and the Rif. In Masech Tisvei, Stav Kuf Mem Ches, so he wanted to make a mapecha to learn Pshat in a Rabbeinu Chananel that's quoted in Ashitu Mekubetzes in the Sechtes Bava Kamla in the Sugis of Shor Shanogach. Brilliant. This was a raid bite that we did early in the Masechta. The other time we spoke about this Gemara was in, it relates to something very, very subtle and seemingly superficial, but an incredible Ha'ara, and that is the Amiraim that debated whether the halachas like Rabbi Yosi or the halacha Rabbi Yehuda was Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef Amar halachik Rabbi Yosi v'Shmuel Amar halachik Rabbi Yehuda. So there's a little aleph by Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. Sends you to the Gois Abach. The Bach says the Girsa is not Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, but rather it's Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi. So on daf Peyamid Beis, where the Gemara brings a Lishna Achrina Mitzad Shaini, and everybody struggled to figure out what that Lishna Achrina Mitzad Shaini was. It's a tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda, and there's a lot of raid in terms of just understanding Pashup Shah, Lishna Achrina Mitzad Shaini. So we mentioned from the Sefer Megad Eretz, who wrote a pirush on the Prima Gadim, and as Akdama to the Prima Gadim, he said that Lishna Achrina Mitzad Shaini was supposed to have parentheses around it. It was really a simen that was preempting the next Gemara, Itmar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Omer, and he said, Lamed Aleph, Mem, Tzadi, Dalet, Shin, Aleph, Nun, Yud, are Rosh Tevis for all the members of Rabbi Chiya Barashi in the entire Mesechtes Erevin. The problem is, one of them was missing. There was a missing Shin. Where's the Shin? So he said, it's this Agoy Sabach. Rav Chiya bar Yosef Omar says the Agoy Sabach, it's not supposed to be Rav Chiya bar Yosef, it's supposed to be Rav Chiya bar Ashi. And with this Rav Chiya bar Ashi, he was able to be mashlum, that incredible, brilliant simon, but we digress. Okay, Mishnah Vaita. Boy, now, Liel Gabi Shnei Batim. Somebody builds an attic over two houses. He had two houses on two sides of a road, and somebody built an aliyah that, like a bridge, almost, an overpass that goes from one house to the other house. So the halacha is, or if you had a bridge that was mefulish, meaning it goes from one side to the other side, you can drive across the bridge, and Rashi says that underneath the bridge, the significance of these two cases are, they have mechitzas on two sides. Not on three sides, four sides, not even on one side, but two sides. So you have the two houses, are two walls, the overpass now creates a little rishus, but this rishus is two sides. Says the Mishnah, metaltalin tachteim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to carry underneath it on Shabbos. Divri Rabbi Yehuda. It's a chiddush at first glance, because even though you only have two walls, it's still going to be okay. Chachamim, oyster chachamim say you're not allowed. Oydam Rabbi Yehuda, Rita said another halacha. Ma'arvel amavi am a foolish. You're allowed to make an eruv for a mavi am a foolish. Even though a mavi am a foolish by definition only has two walls, but it's okay. You can make an eruv in a mavi am a foolish. Chachamim, oyster chachamim say you're not allowed. Zok digmar amar rabbi. Loitim ha'edat am Rabbi Yehuda mishum dekosav beis mechitzas day raisa. Don't think that Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda that said that you're allowed to carry underneath this aliyah that goes over these two houses is because Rabbi Yehuda holds that all you need is two walls in order to create a Rishus Hayach in the Dei Raisa. Meaning, at first glance, it would seem that if you only have two walls, how are you allowed to carry there? Teretz is, maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that Beis Mechitzos are all you need for a Dei Raisa. So Rabbi said, don't say that's Pshat Rabbi Yehuda. Ella, you want to know Pshat Rabbi Yehuda? Really, you have more than two walls. Mishum Dekasavar Pitikra Yoyrit V'Saisen. Yeah, you have two real walls, but you also have two imaginary walls, because the Aliyah, as long as it has a Pitikra, it has some roof, flat roof, not horizontal, as long as it has a roof. So the whole area is closed off. That's why Rabbi Yehuda holds you're allowed to carry. Is that true? Abaya asked the kasha to Rabbo. Yes, Rokin Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Mishayishus Shnei Batim Shaitzid Rishus Rav." Somebody had two houses on the two sides of a Rishus Rav. So you have a house. They're across the street from each other, but not just across any street. They're across a Rishus Rav. So Rabbi Yehuda said a very big chiddush. Oysa lechi mikam v'lechi mikam. You can make a lechi on the two sides of one of the houses. Oy kair mikam v'kair mikam. Or you can take kairis. They're gonna have to be long kairis and put them across the Rishus HaRabim from one house to the other. V'noisa v'emsa, and you're going to be allowed to carry a middle. Amrulai, they told Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim did Eim HaRabim Rishus HaRabim. You can't make an Eim Rishus HaRabim this way, meaning that's not going to be okay. What was Abayis Kashim to Rabbi? This Rabbi Yehuda's come up many times in Erevin. And the side of Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is, Rabbi Yehuda holds two mechitzas is all you need for a deraisa. We paskin, a Rishus HaYachid has to have three mechitzas, not four mechitzas. Three mechitzas. That's why a mavui, she'inim a foolish, has a din of a Rishus HaYachid mideraisa, even though it's exposed on one side, but it has three walls, which is enough for it to be a Rishus HaYachid mideraisa. That's what all you need is a lechi and a kaira on the fourth side, right? That's pasha. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need two mechitzas. What's the makart Rabbi Yehuda? It's this Rabbi Yehuda. Zabai told Rabbi, he says, I don't understand. Why would we complicate this Mishnah? The Mishnah says, somebody builds an aliyah, gabi shnei batim. So now you have two mechitzas. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to carry. Chama said you can't. Said, Rabbi, don't say Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda because he holds Beis Mechitzas HaDeiraisa, and the reason you're allowed to carry is because of Shusha Yachmed HaDeiraisa. No, it's all gebayt on more Mechitzas. Where's the more Mechitzas? Pitikra Yerev HaSaisen. So Abaya asked Rabbi, why would you say that? We know this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is Beis Mechitzas HaDeiraisa. He said it on two sides of a Rishus HaRabim. So, of course, it would work over here. So, what would be the problem? So, what is Amalei? So, Rabbi told him, Abaya, he said, I know that. All I meant to say was is that it's not muchach, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita and Unzer Mishnah. Yeah, if you have a bekias, if you're a Sinai, and you know, Rabbi was an Oikahara. Right, if you're a Sinai and you have a little bekias, so you know there's another Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Beis Mechitzas Adai Raisa, so it's Ma'od Matim, this Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Lishitas. All I was saying was, Me'ahi in of Meho Lekul Mishnah Mino. You can't spar anything. You can't prove anything from this Mishnah. Rav Ashi said, Masnisa Nami Deka. The way you read the Mishnah in real time is also meduyik, the way Rab explained it. Rashi has two pshatim, had to understand pash pshat and the Gemara. We'll go with Rashi's second pshat. Rashi says, by the way, that either one is fine, right? Very often Rashi brings two pshatim, he's machriya. I like the first pshat, I like the second pshat. The last line in the parak in Rashi, Rishon Shamati, v'istagarsi kilishna basra, umistabra kitravayu. Rashi says, they're both mistaber. Interesting. Either one works. But regardless, Rav Ashi said, Masisa Nami Deka, Midik Tony V'oidom, Rabbi Yehuda Marva B'mavi, I'm a foolish, V'chamim Moisrim. Right, Rabbi Yehuda said, V'oid. Rabbi Yehuda said two halachas in the Mishnah. The first halacha Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah was, you have two houses, you build an aliyah on top, the area underneath, you're allowed to be metalpilin. What was the second halacha? You can make an Erev in a Mavi Mefulish. You don't have to close off the Mavi Mefulish, even though it's only closed on two sides, that's why it's a Mavi Mefulish, and not a Mavi She'ini Mefulish, but you'd be allowed to carry. So what does it sound like from the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda said a halacha, and then he doubled down. V'oid Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Chiddush A? Now I'm going to tell you a bigger chiddush, right? That's what V'oid means. A bigger chiddush. So Rabbi Ashi said, yeah, Rabbi Shlomo Mishnah, because of a Pitek Yair V'Saisim. Bishlomo, if Pshat in the first Rabbi Yehuda is Pitek Yair V'Saisim, but really you have regular mechitzas, that I understand the v'oid. Because you don't see that two mechitzas alone are a Rishus HaYachid from the first halacha, because in the first halacha, you have Pitek Yair V'Saisim, Mishnah, because of a Shlomo Mechitzas Deraisa. But if you're going to tell me that Pshat in the first halacha is not because of Pitek Yair V'Saisim, but it's because Shlomo Mechitzas Deraisa, my v'oid. Now what's the v'oid? I am Rashi for a little bit more of a beer in this, but what's the v'oid? Shema Mina. So must be, like Rabbi said, that time of the Rabbi Yehuda and the Reisha is because of Pitek Yair V'Saisim. But this is all academic. This is all hypothetical, theoretical. At the end of the day, we know Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that Beis Mechitzas Adai Raisa. So of course Rabbi Yehuda lets it carry there. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Allah is Beis Mechitzas Adai Raisa Hadron Allah Kol Gagos. And that brings us to the next perek, the last perek of Mesechtes Erevin, perek Hamoitzi Tfilin. Zokt the Mishnah, Hamoitzi Tfilin. If somebody finds Tfilin, where? Rashi, Besodeh, in a field, B'makom she'nevadim, a place where they look lost, or they very likely will get lost. Machnisan Zugzug. You're allowed to bring them, where? Zog Rashi Le'ir, to the city, Ulabayis, into a house, even on Shabbos. So somebody found Tfilin, it's Shabbos. If it's not Shabbos, then obviously you do whatever you have to do. But it's Shabbos. The problem is you can't put them on because you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. You can't carry them because you're not allowed to carry. A sod is a karmelist. You can't just carry on Shabbos. To stand there the whole Shabbos, so we'll see in the Mishnah, but usually that's not so practical. So what could you do? Says the Mishnah, you put the tefillin on one zug at a time. What does it mean, zug zug? Rashi, echad b'raish, echad b'zraya. The hainu zug, kiderech shalayv shem b'cha. You do what you do during the week. V'chayzer tamid, and then you should go back. U'machnis and zug, acha zug, at sheyichlo. So if there were 10 pairs of tefillin, the way you would bring the 10 pairs of tefillin back to the city, back to civilization, is you would put one pair of tefillin, one shalyad, one shalraish, and take them off, then go back, one shalyad, one shalraish, meaning wear them the way you wear them during the week. Take the tefillin in, even on Shabbos, one period of time. Rabbi Gamliel says, no. Shnayim. You should put two zugos of tefillin on at the same time. The Gemara is going to discuss sheet this, Rabbi Gamliel. But Rabbi Gamliel's sheet is, you put on two shal yads at once, and then you put on two shal roishes at once, and that's the way you bring it in. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, you could just, you know, do this in half the amount of time. Instead of bringing in one period at a time, you bring in two pairs at a time. But medvar marum zok, the mishnah b'yishan. This is all true. Old tefillin or tefillin that looks used, it looks like it's for sure tefillin. Avu b'chadasha is if it was new potter. So it seems that once upon a time, people carried kameis that were able to be confused with tefillin. So the mishnah is saying that the only time we're going to allow you to do this is if we know for certain this is tefillin. But if you think it might be a kameya, then we're not going to allow it. A kameya you can't bring in. Tefillin you can bring in. Abanishta kameya. So says the Mishnah, Babed Varmamurim, this halach is true if it was Yishanois. Why? Because then we know that it's tefillin. But if it's chadosh, it's not. Matzin tzvasim ha'krichas. If you found bundles, the Gemara will explain this. Machshech aleihem u'mavion. So then the halach is you should wait until it gets dark and then you should bring them in. Besakana, if it's dangerous, meaning it's a time that you can't really wait around watching the tefillin, mechasen, you should cover the tefillin, v'hoylechloy, and you should bring it. Rav Shimon says, now what you should do is as follows: nois on lechaveroy, v'chaveroy lechaveroy, at shemagiyah lechatzer hachitzayna. If you find tefillin in bundles, you can't put them on. It's a shasa sakana. So what should you do? So, meaning you can't wait either. You should give it to your friend, and your friend should give it to another friend, and he should give it to another friend, and a bunch of handoffs, and this way you're going to end up, what are you accomplishing by doing that? Because real haitzah, in a karmelist or in a shetzer rabbin, is if I do an akira, I take a dalan amas, and then I do an anacha. What you're doing really is, you're not doing haitzah of dalan amas. So if this is not avaris dalan amas, but shetzer rabbin or karmelist, so even though this is right, it's the oldest trick in the book, but it's not really something you're supposed to do. But this is a situation, because you have tefillin, and you don't want to leave it out there, b'derech b'zoyin, it may get lost, and you can't wait. So this b'diav you could do. V'chein, said Rav Shimon, is another time you're allowed to do this. B'noi. So Rashi says, what does b'noi mean? A baby was born in a field on Shabbos. So what do you do with the baby? You can't carry the baby. Now, midday raisa, chaynoi sesatzmoi, right, but midrabanon, you can't carry the baby. So what should you do? So the katchila, you should do the same thing. Noisa lechaveroi, v'chaveroi lechaveroi, a chayka, afilu meya, even 100. Like this, you'll eventually get the baby to where it has to go. Rabbi Huda says, noisa nodon chavis chaveroi. Says, I'm going to tell you another halacha. You can take a chavis, give it to your friend, v'chaveroi lechaveroi, afilu chutz l'tchon. Let's say you have a chavis, a barrel of wine, and you're trying to get it outside of the tchum. You're not let it carry outside the tchum. So says Rabbi Yehudi, you can use the same trick. You can give it to someone who's going to give it to someone else, who's going to give it to somebody else, and get the chavis out of the tchum. They told Rabbi Yehuda, no, loy tahalich, zu yoysem erag debala. It's fundamentally different, the two cases. In the case where you're just trying to get a pure tefillin, let's say from a field into an ear, so what's the problem? The problem is you're not let it carry. So I'm not carrying dalan amas. So but yeah, but there's something I could do. When you're dealing with tchum, you have a whole nother issue. The issue is just like you can't walk outside of the tchum, the chavis also can't walk outside of the tchum. And being that the chavis can't walk outside of the tchum, so that is in and of itself going to be an issue. So it doesn't help you giving it from one person to another helps if the problem is dalet amos. Here the issue is not dalet amos. The issue is you have a chavis outside the tchum, you want to bring the chavis into the tchum, or vice versa. I can't do that. The chavis is also restricted by the tchum. It's not just you. So who cares if you handed it off? At the end of the day, it's not okay. Either way, the Gemara is going to discuss this. There's one obvious question that jumps off the page when we start this mission, that is, why really is this Mishnah here in Masechtas Erevin? Because the truth is, what's the Mishnah talking about? It's discussing Hoitzah. Now, Hoitzah is very much the backdrop of Masechtas Erevin. Without Hoitzah, there's no Erevin. We understand that. But at the same time, the real sugis of Hoitzah were discussed in Masechtas Shabbos. The first parak in Masechtas Shabbos is called Yetzias HaShabbos. And right in the beginning of the Masechtas, you have 9 blot, 8.5 blot of Dinei Hoitzah. And then you have parak HaZorik. At the end of Masechtas Shabbos, a whole other parak of halachas related to Hoitzah. So the truth is, it's Toisvus Kash. It's the first Tois in the parak. Says Tois inside. Hach Pirka be Masechtas Shabbos Havali Lemisni. Gabi Yotzois. Really, this parak should have been in Masechtas Shabbos by all the halachas that talk about Yotzois. Elo, Mishum Diktani, Sefer Rabbi Yehuda Omer. You want to know why this parak is here in Masechtas Erevin? Meaning, really, we wouldn't have said Hadron Aloch Kol Gagas today. We would have said Hadron Aloch Masechtas Erevin today. And tomorrow, you know, we would have started Arlar Basa Baikin HaSachamas. But the reason Truth is, Masechta Shabbos would have been a little longer. But regardless, you can do the math. But says the Mishnah, Mishnah Diktani Sefer, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, Noisin Adam Lechaber, Vechaber, Lechaber, Afilo Chutzutchom. It's because of Rabbi Yehuda, the last line of the Mishnah, where Rabbi Yehuda took this halacha, that's Nikei carrying tefillin, and he stelled it to the Tchom. Ah, Tchom, that's Erevin. That's why I made it into Erevin. That's a Tchom halacha. So it's a Tchom halacha. You don't learn that Tchom in Masechta Shabbos? I mean, even though Tchom is Nikei Shabbos as well, right? But the point is, that's why it's in Va'oid. Mishum diktani b'soif perkin. Tai says at the end of the parak, it says Rav Shimon Amir Chamakim Shatir Luchachamim Mishalchan Nas Luchachamim Mefarish B'Gemara. The Kaya Soif Mishaitzu is going to be another line that Rav Shimon is going to say in the end of the parak. That's going to relate back to the fifth parak. Parak Mish. So Tai has a whole cheshbon as to why this parak is here in Masechta Zeirus. But one thing you take away from Tosfos is that in many many ways. When we say Hadron Alach Kol Gag, it really is a Hadron Alach Masechtas Erevin. There will be some Erevin in the last parak, but the last parak of Masechtas Erevin is a Shas parak. Certainly, the first sugis are some of the most geschmackes sugis in Shas. But these are real Yarchi Kalu Gemaras, sugis that talk about mitzvahs Esei Shas Mangurama, mitzvahs Riches Kavana, Bal Toisves, some Hagadato here in the last parak. So the last parak is going to have a different feel, certainly, than some of the previous brachim. On that note, Zokta Gemara. So the Mishnah said, "Hamaitzi tefillin." If somebody finds a pair of tefillin in a field, it's going to get lost. So the halacha is machnis and zog. You want to bring it back inside? You can. One pair at a time. Rabbi Gamliel argued. Rabbi Gamliel said, "Shnayim shnayim." You should bring it in two pairs at a time. Zokta Gemara. Zugach din tefiloi. The Tanakama holds one pair. That's all. Not more. Lema tanach stamad like Rav Meir. Gemara, at first glance, it would seem this is a stam Mishnah, not like Rav Meir. And anytime you think you have a stam Mishnah like Rav Meir, you have to point that out. It's always newsworthy because stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. So when Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wrote a Mishnah or was Mesader a Mishnah and didn't say who the Tana of the Mishnah is, so who is it? Stam Mishnah, we know it's Rav Meir. So, but the Gemara says, this Stam Mishnah sounds like it's not like Rav Meir. Dik Rav Meir, Amal Levish Komashi Yochel Lubosh, Vaitiv Komashi Yochel Latoiv. Rav Meir holds that if you have a Shabbos situation, you're trying to save something, if it's clothing, put all the clothing that you could possibly put on. Put on 7 shirts and 8 coats. You could do that. It's fine. Halachically speaking. Tran, what's the makar to this? Ulasham moitzi kol kli tashmish. The context over there is perik kol kisvei mesachde Shabbos. There was a fire. And you're trying to save things. So we know Chazal said you can't just go save whatever you want. Because if you're going to save whatever you want, you're going to get so involved in saving your possessions. Adum bal al mamoynoi. And you're going to end up extinguishing the fire. And that's a very big problem. So Chazal limited you to what you're allowed to carry. How does it relate to clothing? So Rav Meir said, you could put on as much clothing as you can and just take it. So what's the kasha? The kasha is that our Mishnah sounds not that way. Because the Mishnah says when it comes to me, you can only put on one pair of tefillin. Rav Meir holds you could put on as many clothing. If you could wear 10 coats, why can't I put on 10 pairs of tefillin? That's the kasha. So it sounds like zug echad in tvei loy. That's not Rameyer. Rameyer says you can put on as much clothing as you want. So why can't you carry one more tefillin? Now the Gemara says, v'hi's stomma mimai de Rameyer. How do you know that that stam mishnah is wrong? I mean, it didn't say Rameyer mefurish in that mishnah. So maybe that mishnah there is the one that's not Rameyer. We're saying our mishnah is not Rameyer. Why? Because it's connected a stam mishnah, which is Rameyer. If you're going to have a stam mishnah that's not Rameyer, how do you know that stam mishnah is Rameyer and ours is not Rameyer? Maybe if I carry it. Maybe our stam mishnah is Rameyer and that stam mishnah is not Rameyer. So the Gemara says, no, we know that stam mishnah is Rameyer. The Tani Alok, we know it from a Braisa, right? Sometimes you don't know it from a mishnah, but you know it from a Braisa. The Braisa says, the Braisa over there, explaining the mishnah says, you can put as much clothing on as you want. Okay, that we know from the Mishnah, but the Braisa adds a knech. It says you can even make a few trips. You can go in and come back and go in and come back. You can do it as many times as you want. Divrei Rav Meir. So it's mefurish. The Braisa, which was just explaining the Mishnah, said Divrei Rav Meir, so we know it's Rav Meir. Our Mishnah seems to say not to again. So what's the kashna? The our Mishnah says that if you have tefillin in a compromised position and you want to save it, zugecha. Gamliel says two. But Chum say what? L'chura, it's like Rav Meir, because Rav Meir said that when it comes to saving clothing from a fire, it's not one pair of clothing. It's as many pairs as clothes, many pairs of Amr Rav. Rav said, "Afilu tamer Rav Meir." Could be it's not a steer. Hasam derech malbushay kechol shabi rabbanon. V'hara chacha derech malbushay kechol shabi rabbanon. A very obvious distinction. Chamim said you're allowed to save. You can save tefillin. You can save clothing wherever it's applicable. So how do you save it? You wear it the way you would wear it during the week. So Hassan, the Gemara explains, the Bechal Kamad Bayi Lavish Linyana. A person, there's no limit to how many layers of clothing you can wear, right? Sometimes you layer clothing more, sometimes less. You could do what you want. So over there, being that sometimes somebody will wear a jacket and a sweater and a shirt and a coat and then another coat and a rekel. Why sometimes you do that? So being that that's sometimes the mitzvahs, linyan atzol and nami sharei rabban. So rabban said you could do it linyan atzol as well. Hach over here the bechayil nami zug echad tefillin. But nobody wears more than one pair of tefillin. Right? It's no such thing. So be that you only wear one pair of tefillin, linyan atzol and nami zug echad tefillin. So when it comes to saving it, it can also only be one pair. Stating that. Rabbi Gamliel loy mishnayim shnayim. Rabbi Gamliel says no, not one pair of tefillin, but two tefillin. Zok to Gemara, Michael. So what's Rabbi Gamliel hold? I mean, two pairs? Why two? And by the way, not three, right? What's this cheshbon of two? Ikos of a Shabbos man tefillin who? And the Gemara asks the kasha with gishmak its daughter. Is Rabbi Gamliel of the opinion that Shabbos is as man tefillin? We don't put on tefillin on Shabbos, but as we're going to see in the next daf, that there was a Tana that held that Shabbos is man tefillin. There were people of the opinion that you're supposed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara is going to bring drushes how you even know you don't put on tefillin on Shabbos. Not so posh, like mechtesi. Doesn't say in the Torah you should only wear tefillin on during the week, not on Shabbos. Not so clear, a whole sugya, why you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, what's Rabbi Gamliel hold? If he holds Shabbos as man tefillin, then zug echad in tefillin, then you should only wear one pair and not two. Now the truth is, machlokes rishonim had to explain this Gemara, but we'll speak out Tosfos pshat. Tosfos says that, what does the Gemara mean? That if Shabbos is man tefillin, you should only be able to wear one pair of tefillin, not two, right? We're associating with the opinion that Shabbos, if Shabbos is man tefillin, we'll see in a minute what if Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin. But if Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, one yeah, not two. Why? It says Tois is very geschmack. Because we know there's a loisa say called Bal Toisif. What's Bal Toisif? You're not allowed to add to a mitzvah. Right? You have four minim of dalid minim. You can't add a fifth min. That's Bal Toisif. You want to add a fifth parsha to you. Tois has four parshas in the Tefillin. You're not allowed to add a fifth parsha. Right? There's an idea called Bal Toisif. There's also something called Bal Tigra. But there's something called Bal Toisif. So it says the Gemara. That says Toisfis. That's what the Gemara means to say. If Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, you can't wear two pairs of tefillin. Because you're going to be over about Tosfos. Now, the Ikos of a Shabbos loves man tefillin. And if Rabbi Gamliel is of the opinion that Shabbos is really not as man tefillin, okay. Mishum atzolo. And it's because you're trying to save tefillin. Derech malbash over the Rabbanon. Rabbanon said, just don't worry. You could take. Meaning, you're not being over about Tosfos because you're not being mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. So that's why you don't have to worry about Tosfos. So you take even more than one. Then I feel tvei nami. Then you should be able to take even three or four or five. What's this number of two? Manashach. Shabbos man tefillin, you can't take two. It's Bal Toisif. Shabbos laz man tefillin, so how do you draw the line after two? What's the pshat? So the Gemara says, Lo'im kusav Shabbos laz man tefillin. Really, Rabbi Gamliel holds that Shabbos is laz man tefillin. However, v'chishor rabbonon le'inyan atzolo derech malbush b'mokim tefillin. Really, Shabbos laz man tefillin. That's why you can wear two pairs of tefillin, because really you don't have a problem with Bal Toisif. However, the rabbonon allowed you to take tefillin in the way that you wear it during the week, which is two. The Gemara says, no, it's not. It's not two. Yachin zug echad. Tveiloi. It should only be one. Amar Rav Shmuel, Rav Yitzchak, here's the punchline. Makam yesh beroish laniach boy shtei tefillin. There's enough room on a person's head for him to be able to wear two pairs of tefillin. And that's why you can put on two pairs of tefillin at the same time, and it's going to be derech malbush. So that's what Gamliel says, not one pair, but two pairs. Then he goes, honicha deroish, diyad mayikulamim. Okay, Rav Shmuel, Rav Yitzchak said, makam yech beroish, laniach by shnei tefillin. What about the tefillin shal yad? Rabbi Gamliel said, shnayim shnayim means two pairs, two shal roishes and two shal yads. A person can sometimes be coming from the field. Right? What would it be if somebody's coming back and he has a bundle of things that he's carrying, it's on his head. So it's getting in the way with his tefillin. It's maybe not covetic for it to be on top of his head if he's wearing tefillin. So you can take it off and you can put it on your arm. So what does it sound like? It sounds like there's room on your hand, maybe for two pairs of tefillin as well. So that's Rabbi Gamliel. Shnayim shnayim. Two places on your head and two on your arm. Then says that you don't see anything from there because what Rav Huna said that there's actually enough room on your bicep for you to be able to put on two tefillin shal yad. That's not what he said. He said you want to take your tefillin shal yad, so just put it on your arms like this. It won't get in the way. It doesn't mean that that's a derech malbush of tefillin, and as a result, you should be able to wear two pairs of tefillin even on your shal yad on Shabbos. Ella the Gemara says k'damar Rav Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak. We'll clarify Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak's statement, and then you can't ask this follow-up question. Makom yesh beroish sheroy laniach by shtei tefillin. Hachanami, he said, makom yesh beyad sheroy laniach by shtei tefillin. Shmuel Yisrael said beforeish. Makom yesh beroish laniach shtei tefillin, and makom yesh beyad sheroy laniach by shtei tefillin. That's why Rabbi Gamliel holds that you can wear two. Why two? Because it's actually room on your head and on your arm for two pairs of tefillin. Hence, it would be considered derech malbush, and it's for that reason it would be okay to wear two pairs of tefillin. So we have a machlekes in the Mishnah between the Tanakama, who's Rameir, or maybe it's the Leiker Rameir, and Rabbi Gamliel, whether if somebody sees tefillin out in the field, you can't carry it because it's a kamelus. But at the same time, you don't want to leave it there because it's derech bizoyan. So what should you do? The Chacham said, put the tefillin on Shabbos. Even though Pashtus Shabbos is lavzman tefillin, it doesn't matter. Put the tefillin on Shabbos. That in and of itself, by the way, could be a Baal Tosef Brahm. But that's what you're supposed to do. Says the Gemara, what was the machlokes? Rameir said one pair of tefillin. Rabbi Gamliel said two pairs of tefillin. What's the yisoid? The yisoid is you can put on the tefillin derech malbush, the way you wear it during the week. Rabbi Meir seems to be of the opinion that you wear one pair of tefillin. That's why you can take in zug zug. I mean, that's the way you wear your tefillin during the week. Rabbi Gamliel, quoting Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak, said, "Makom yesh beroish laniach by shtei tefillin, makom yesh biyad shroi laniach by shtei tefillin." And as a result, being that it could be derech malbush during the week to wear two pairs of tefillin at the same time, so when it comes to semi, that would constitute derech malbush, and you'd be allowed to do it. One more Gemara, Tana Devei Menashe Al. So what does al yodecha mean? That's where you're supposed to put your tefillin shal yad. Zuki virus. It's referring to a person's bicep. Bein einecha. What does that mean? Zukotkoid. Hecha. What is the kotkoid? Your forehead. More specific. Devei Rabbi Yanei said, mokoim shem moichay shal tine groifes. It's the part of the person's head, his skull, where where the infant's head would be very soft. Either way, that's the makom that you're supposed to put the tefillin shal yad, and that's the makom that you're supposed to put the tefillin shal rosh. Exhale. So a little bit of raid as it relates to today's daf, and that is specifically this idea of Omer Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, makom yesh b'roish lohiniach by shtei tefillin. The truth is, from today's daf, it sounds a little bit like this is Rabbi Gamliel's shita, but it's not necessarily the shita of the Tanakama, not necessarily the shita of Rameir, right? Rameir said machnison zugzug. Rabbi Gamliel was the one that said shnayim shnayim. And the Gemara said the time of the Rabbi Gamliel is because of makom yesh b'roish. So it sounds a little bit like the Tanakama doesn't hold of makom yesh b'roish, but we'll see. In tomorrow's daf, we literally stopped mid-sugya. The Gemara said that's not the machloekes that really everybody holds. That makom yesh b'roish lohniach bo shtei tefillin. So just to clarify a little bit this idea, there's a concept of makom yesh b'roish lohniach bo shtei tefillin. So number one, where exactly is a person supposed to wear his tefillin? And this is very, very important because the makom of tefillin is ma'akiv. So if a person puts on tefillin in the wrong place, so it's pashi, it's not yoytza mitzvah tefillin. So it's le'ikuva, you have to make sure that you get tefillin in the right place. So what is the right place to put your tefillin? Specifically, the tefillin shel rosh. So we're going to focus on the tefillin shel rosh. So where is it supposed to be? So Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Tefillin, it's simin chav zayin. Makom hanochas tefillin shel rosh. The place that you're supposed to put the tefillin shel rosh is mehascholas ikrei hasar mi mitzchoy ad soif hamakom shemoichoy shel tinoik roifes. It has to be above the hairline, ikrei hasar, up until where, meaning how high can it go? Ad makom shemoichoy shel tinoik roifes, which of course is based on the Gemara that we just learned, which just in English means it should be in the midpoint, the center of the top of a person's head. So whatever the top of a person's head is, so the midpoint, that's the maximum in terms of how high on the head it's allowed to go. So it's anywhere between a person's hairline and the midpoint of the top of his skull. That is the makom on the head where the tefillin has to go. Okay, that's the first halacha. Second halacha, tzarech shiyah kesher. What about the knot? It has to be ma'chori arosh. It has to be behind your head. L'mayla be'orif. It should be on top of the orif. Number three. Tzarech l'chavin, you have to make sure that the ktsitsa, that's the bias, shetei be'emtsa, it should be in the middle. K'dei shetei k'neged bein oinayim. It's like this, it's going to be between your eyes. V'gam ha'kesher, so to the kesher that's in back of your head, yeh be'emtsa ha'orif, it should be in the middle as well. V'lo yata l'kan o'l'kan. You have to make sure it doesn't move a little bit this way, it doesn't move a little bit that way. And then the Mechaber says a couple of different halachas, just be sensitive to. V'tzarech she'yah mokin shebekesher shenira kein dalid l'tzad chutz. But the point is, as it relates to the makom of tefillin, there's three things that you have to take into account. Number one, you have to make sure that it's on the part part of the head that's at least above the hairline or where the hairline was, and it has to be up until the makim shetinaik. Number two, you have to make sure that it's b'nei necha. So it's very nice. It could be in that area above the hairline, not in the midpoint of the head. But what if it's to the right? Or if it's too much to the left? That's also going to be a problem. So you have to be sensitive to b'nei necha. And then there's a special shear as it relates to the kesher as well. The pashtus is that when the Gemara said, Mokum yesh b'roish laniach b'yish deit filin, what the Gemara meant to say was, is that there's enough room between your hairline and the midpoint of your head to have two pairs of tefillin. Makes sense. You can have small tefillin and you could fit two pairs of tefillin. And that's what the Gemara meant when it said, Mokum yesh b'roish la'nocha shtei tefillin. That if you wanted to put on a pair of tefillin and then on top of that, put on another pair of tefillin, that's something that theoretically you would be able to do. But to put two pairs of tefillin side by side on the width, that bepashtus would not be possible. Now the truth is a Beis Yosef, right here in Simen Chav Zayin, who brings a Lashon HaRambam, where the Beis Yosef is mitzadid, that maybe Mokum Yesh Barosh doesn't just mean in the Goiva, but it means in the Roichev as well. But the Beis Yosef says, Ve'inu Nira, that's Psha in the Rambam, and at the end, the Pashtus is, Mokum Yesh Barosh for two pairs of tefillin means one on top of the other. It does not mean that you could put on two pairs of tefillin side by side. Hold that thought. We're going to get back to it a little bit later. But first, a little bit of the rest of the story as it relates to Makom Yesh B'Roish L'Haniach Bo Shtei Tefillin. So if no one's ever seen somebody wear two pairs of tefillin at the same time, it sounds a little strange. It sounds a little interesting. You can put on two pairs of tefillin at the same time. You wear one pair of tefillin. What's this idea of Makom Yesh B'Roish L'Haniach Bo Shtei Tefillin? So there are places in Eretz Yisrael where you can sometimes see people, and it's not common, but sometimes there are people that you'll see them wearing two shalroishes at the same time. But the truth is, it's just kedai to realize that this is something that has a major, major makar in halacha and a major, major makar in Jewish history. We're all familiar with the machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam as it relates to tefillin. That's why a lot of people put on two pairs of tefillin every day. You have Rashi tefillin and you have Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. What was the machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam? So we've done elaborate raid bites on that. But the short answer is the machlokes was in the Seder of the Parashas. There's four batim in your tefillin shel roish. One bias in your tefillin shel yad. There's four batim in your tefillin shel roish. And in the four batim, you line up four scrolls, right? There's four parashiyas of the Torah. Kaddish, Vahaya, Vahaya, Shema. You have the four parashiyas. And it was Machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, what the alignment, what the seder of those four parashiyas should be. Rashi had it one way, Rabbeinu Tam had it another way. That's the whole Machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. It's not the content, right? There's no Machlekes what's supposed to be written in the tefillin. That's not up for debate. That was already discussed on the Tanam and the Amirah level, the Torah. This is Torah Shabbat, Alochas L'Moshe Misina. Where you have the Machlekes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam was in the Seder. The question was, is it Havayas Be'emtzar, or it's the way it's written in the Torah? That was the Machlekes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. And the truth is that even though we know the Halach is like Rashi, right, the Halach is like Rashi, but there was a Minig, Atik, in Klal Yisrael, a lot of people always wore Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. And it's brought down a Shulchan Aruch. It's not just a Minig. It's brought down a Shulchan Aruch. It's an Erechaim, it's an Ilchas Tefillin, and it's in Simen Lamed Dalet. So after the Mechaber brings the two Shittas, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, that's of cotton olive, says the Mechaber of cotton base. Yorei Shemayim, Yetze Yedei Shneim. A Yorei Shemayim should try to do both Shittas. He should try to do Rashi Shita and Rabbeinu Tam Shita. So what should he do? V'yasa Shtei Zugais Tefillin. He should make two pairs of Tefillin. V'yaniach Shneim. He should put them both on. V'yichavim Banochoson. Ba'oisem Shehem Alibe Dehilchasa. And when he puts on the two pairs of tefillin, he should have kavanah. When he makes the bracha and he puts on the tefillin, mitzvah is kavanah. So he said, I'm putting on two pairs of tefillin. And the reason I'm putting on two is because I don't know which one is right. I don't know if Rashi's right or Rabbeinu Tam's right. So what you should do is you should have in mind as you're putting on the two, whichever is the real pair of tefillin, that's the one I want to be yotze. The hasharim kiritzu is baum, and the other ones are kiritzu is baum. Zok the mechaber, how can you do such a thing? How can you put on two pairs of tefillin? Ki b'mokayim yesh b'roish la'nich shtei tefillin. Because there's enough room on your head for two pairs of tefillin. The chaim is raya. And the same is true when it comes to your hand. There's a mokum on your hand for two pairs of tefillin. See, now you're supposed to put on Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. You're supposed to put on two pairs of tefillin at the same time. That's not the minhag today. The minhag today is you put a Rashi tefillin after David and you put a Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. But the real way to do it, as we state in Shulchan Aruch, is that you're supposed to put on the two pairs of tefillin. How you put on two pairs of tefillin at the same time? The teretz is erev and daf tzadik hayamid beis. Ki makam yesh peroish laniach shtei tefillin. The chaim is right. This place on your arm also for two pairs of tefillin. This is the real way you're supposed to put on Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Now the mechaber says this. If gotten gimel, I'm skipping. Lo yasekein elam isha muchzik umefursim bechsedis. This is well known, right? The mechaber says not everyone should put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. If you muchzik umefursim bechsedis, then you can put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Otherwise, it's mechsi. Could you? It's not. This is not. Like, don't try this at home. This is not meant for everybody, right? It's not for public consumption. If someone's muchzik umefursim bechsedis, then you can put on Rabbeinu. Now, the truth is, a lot of people put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Either mechaber says not. So the Velt says that it could be this mechaber of lo yasekein ela misha muchzik umefursim bechsedis was referring back to the real way you're supposed to wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. You see, once upon a time, had people wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, they were wearing two pairs of tefillin. So you walk into shul and you see a yid, he's wearing two pairs of tefillin. That's mechzik yura. No, I'm chayish for Rabbeinu Tam. Really? All the Rabbeinu Tam, right? That's where come the yura. That's where you need the credentials of muchzik umefursim bechsedis. But nowadays, nobody does it that way anyways. Today, everybody wears one pair of tefillin at a time. So one pair of tefillin at a time, where's the mechzik yura? Because your talis bag's a little bigger. What's the muchzik umefursim? There's no yura. So as a result, it could be, it's not going to be an issue. But either way, once upon a time, the minhag in Klal Yisrael was to wear two pairs of tefillin at the same time. Not everybody, only someone that was muchzik umefursim bechsedis, and only the Yari Shemayin. But the truth is, it's even more than that. Because we've mentioned this in the past, that the Ben Ish Chai, in his Sefer Ben Eshchai, the Halachos, it's on Parshas Vayera. So in the Halachos on Parshas Vayera, the Ben Eshchai says, quote, Vihine, Betchilo hayu choshvin, machloikezu kishar machloikez. Just for Achaz Patela. Says, people used to think that the machloikez in Rashi and Beirutam regarding Tefillin, the savior of the Parshas, was like, how many machloikez are between Rashi and Beirutam? Right? There's so many of them. So everyone always thought that this was just another machloikez, which means either Rashi's right or Beirutam is right. We have to be machriya halacha, and whatever we're machriya in terms of the halacha, that's what we're going to go like. Achbar Rabbeinu Arizal. But Arizal came along. Vehigid bikabala mipi Eliyahu zachal hatov. And he was megala. He revealed to the world through Eliyahu Hanavi, sheshnei asfaris emes, that both of the Sfaris are emes. Now, we know there's always an idea of Elo ve'elo divra l'kim chayim. This is obviously more than that. That shnei Sfaris emes, v'tzorich l'mebet ravayu. And you have to wear Rashi tefillin and Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. U'mimois Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'sholim, v'adah ge'oinim. From the times of Moshe Rabbeinu until the ge'oinim, hoyu manichim shtei zugois. People always wore two pairs of tefillin. V'chen isa b'gemara, mokim yesh b'roish, la'aniach bo'y shnei zugois. And that's what the Gemara means. When it says mokim yesh b'roish, la'aniach shnei zugois tefillin, it's not just an academic point. It's actually rest of the story. It's the way people used to wear tefillin. Mimois Moshe Rabbeinu, v'ad ha'ge'oinim. That's a tremendous chiddush. Till the times, it means the Tanam and Amiram were two pairs of tefillin. That's what he's saying. Until the Ga'inim was before the Rishonim. Then something happened in the times of the Ga'inim, and that's why Rashi and Berutam already lived in the door of the Rishonim. There was some confusion, and they were trying to figure out what to do. But either way, this is the way Klai showed you. They used to wear two pairs of tefillin at the same time. They just wear one pair of tefillin. There was Rashi tefillin, there was Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. So the Elo ve'Elo Divrelikim Chayim of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam is on a different level. Shnei Asfaris Emes. And again, who does this come from? I'm quoting from the Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Vayera. But Achbar Rabbeinu Arizal v'Higid b'Kabbalah mipi Eliyahu zochel atoyv shesnei shtei asfaris emes. Now the truth is, this whole idea of Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, it took on a life of its own in Sifrei Chassidus for sure. Just one other Maariv Makom. Again, there's so many Maariv Makomim like this, but just to get a sense. So I'm quoting from the Divrei Yatziv. That's the Chelek of Kloisenberger Rebbe, and this is in his Tshuvas. It's a Chelek Aleph Eirachayim Simen Yud Aleph Ois Gimel. He says, Ulamasha Shamati Mikoit Kdushas Adoini, Ovi Mori Verebi, Harava Kodesh Schutza Yogan Lena Vakoy Yisro. I heard this from my father. Sheshama Baatsmoi, who heard himself, Mipek Kodshoi, Shel Zikni Hakodesh, Bal Divre Chayim, Schutza Yogan Lena Vakoy Yisro. So this is tracing itself back. Ishmi Piish to the Divre Chayim. He said, Kishanishal Pam and Mesibo, he was once asked at a large gathering, is it tefillin in Nichu Daira Midbar? He said, which tefillin did they wear in the Midbar? Did they wear Rashi tefillin or Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? Beheshiv, and he said, Shteyev. He says, what do you mean? They wore two pairs of tefillin. Now the makor to that is this Arizal that we just mentioned. He said afterwards the Divrei Chaim was, he was mamashi, he went begalufim. He said for 2 hours, v'nisoyrer, He says, then he woke up. Va'amar, and he said, Tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. I take that back. In the Midbar, they didn't wear two pairs of tefillin. They only wore Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. She nishmasan hoysa shayeches le tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. Because the neshama of the Dor HaMidbar was more shaykh to the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. Va'harbe kvar harachti betaymim u'bemekoyreis bepashtos ledvar of akdoshim she'ein tzrichin chizik mekavasim. This is what the Divrei Yatziv, the Klozmer Rebbe said over in Divrei Chaim. So again, Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin has taken on a complete life of its own. But it's just interesting. We're learning the Gemara now in Erev and Tzadikeim and Beis, where the Gemara said, Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok said, Makom yesh b'roish laniach boy shtei tefillin. It's not just their pump is enough room. Meaning, there's enough room to wear two pairs of tefillin. So you want to put on a second pair of tefillin? No, put on a second pair of tefillin. Rabbi Gamliel said in the Mishnah that it's considered derech malbush. It's considered derech malbush because you could wear two pairs of tefillin, not just makom yesh b'roish for two pairs of tefillin. It's derech malbush to wear two pairs of tefillin. And you want to know why it's derech malbush? Because back in the day, people wore two pairs of tefillin. What were the two pairs of tefillin? Rashi's tefillin and Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam at the same time. Now the Shulchan Aruch says that's what you're supposed to wear Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. And the reason was Megalu Mipiel Yo Zochel Atoy, that this is always the way it was. And he said, Mimois Moish Rabbeinu V'Ada Go'oyim. Unbelievable. Okay, we have the Divrei Yatziv, we had a Kabbalah from his father who heard from the Divrei Chaim that in the middle they only wore Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. That's Zichir, a big Kiddush. But this is what the Heilige Divrei Chaim said. But either way, this is the idea of Makom Yesh Beroish for two pairs of tefillin. The truth is, this idea of Makom Yesh Beroish for two pairs of tefillin is something that's manifest in another area of Halach as well. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Gittin, Daf Nun Ches. This is at the very end of the sugya of Kamtza Bar Kamtza. And the Gemara is talking about Churban Beitar. Right, so Churban Beitar happened about 50, 60 years after Churban Bayis Sheni. Beitar was an Ir Ve'im B'Yisrael. And this was after the Churban and the Yidden was still licking their wounds from what happened with the terrible, terrible destruction. And then this was another terrible Churban. The Rambam, when he talks about Churban Beitar, he says that it was so terrible, it was K'may Churban Beis HaMikdash. We don't appreciate what Churban Beitar was. But he says it was literally K'may Churban Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara is in Perakan Yizok and Masechtas Gittin, and the Sugi of Kamtza Bar Kamtza talks a little bit about this idea of Churban Beitar. So the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Bar Bachana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Bachana, send the name Rabbi Yochanan. Arboim saw Kitzutze Tfilin Nimtzu Beroshe Haruge Beitar. That after the dust settled with Churban Beitar, so they went to all the Harugim of Beitar. That's when the Chachamim, by the way, were Masakin the Bracha, Batoiva Meta, the fourth Bracha, the Rabbanim Bracha, Brich Samazim was instituted when? After the Churban Beitar with the Haruge Beitar, they were Nitin Lekfuru, there were miracles, the bodies never decomposed, they never smelled. But Rabbi Achana said the name Rabbi Yochanan, there were 40 saw of tefillin that were found on the heads of the Haruge Beitar. Rabbi Yanib, Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Shalosh Kupais, Shal Arbaim Arbaim saw. It wasn't 40, but it was three Kupais, each one had 40. In other words, 120. The Masnis Tana, same thing, just semantics. Arbaim Kupais, it was 40 Kupais, Shal Shalosh saw. Each one was three. Either way, there's two sheetas over here. One sheet is Rabbi Achana said the name Rabbi Yochanan, how much tefillin did they find on the Haruge Beitar? 40 saws worth of tefillin. The Rabbi Yanib, Rabbi Shmuel, Ebed Masisatana wasn't 40, it was 120. And the Gemara says, V'loi pligi, really, there's no machloikis, but Hadir Reisha, Hadir Dara. One is referring to the tefillin shal Roish, and the other one is referring to the tefillin shal Yad. In other words, the tefillin shal Roish, they found three times the amount of tefillin shal Yad. There were three times the amount of shal Roish than there was shal Yad. But either way, so the Gemara says that they found all this film. Suddenly I saw in the Iyun Yaakov, that's the Shvus Yaakov's parish on the Iyun Yaakov. So he says, why are we describing the Churban Beitar in terms of how much tefillin they found, right? We're talking about the Churban. It was such a massive destruction, right? You hear 6 million Jews. What's this number of how many pairs of tefillin? You ever heard such a metric to describe Churban? Yeah, how many pairs of tefillin they found? 40 saw of tefillin. 120. Why are we talking in terms of tefillin? So Ian Yaakov says a dover nifla. He says, nearer. Could be. The reason is because we know that an Avil doesn't wear tefillin. Avil doesn't wear tefillin. So he says that Churban Beitar happened shortly after Churban Beis HaMikdash. And he says it could be Rabbi Yochanan was coming to tell us that the Yidden were not properly mourning Churban Beis HaMikdash. And because they weren't properly mourning Churban Beis HaMikdash, that's why Churban Beitar happened. He says, mashma a little bit that way, from some of the Divrei Agada, that a tremendous contributing factor to Churban Beitar was the fact that they weren't mourning Churban Beis HaMikdash. So Chazal said they were wearing tefillin. Usually they were wearing tefillin. What could be better? They were wearing tefillin. But he says, no, there's a knetch over here. He says, the knetch is that they were wearing tefillin and they weren't mourning because an oval really doesn't wear tefillin. Again, this is symbolic, but the symbolism is that they found so much tefillin, they found so much pe'er, but really there wasn't a time for pe'er. This was supposed to be a time for avelos, and that's why Chazal talked about all the tefillin that they found on the Aruge Beit, that to bring at this point that they weren't mourning Churban Beis HaMikdash, and because they didn't mourn Churban Beis HaMikdash, it's for that reason that there was a Churban Beit Har, a Dover Niflo. But I saw in the Ram Shif on this Gemara says a Dover Niflo. Listen to a Diyak. He says, we had a theory here, two Shittas. One Manoman says it was 40 Sov Ketzutzei tefillin that were Nimtzei Barash Aruge Beit Har. Unless it was 120. Manoman says it's not a steer. One's talking about Tefillin Shoraish, the other's talking about Tefillin Shoraish. Freak the Maram Shif, how could you say that one of the Shiurim is talking about Tefillin Shoyat? What was the Lashon? Arbaim saw Kitsutzei Tefillin Nimtzu Beroshe Haruge Beitar. The heads. We're talking about Tefillin Shoraish. Beroshe Haruge Beitar. So if it was on the heads of the Haruge Beitar, freak the Maram Shif, how could you? So Pasha, you can say maybe Roshi's Lavdafka, the head, it means maybe it means the Chashuvim, like the Rosh is it. He's a chash, but that's what the Ram Shif says. He says, how could you tell me that it means the head? Look, that it means Tzon Shayat. It says clearly that it was on the head. Says the Maram Shif. I quote Yesh Mefarshin. That what is Rosh mean? Miloshin Rosh and Vesarim. Ukemedumali Shiroisi Kasef. He says, I think I found this somewhere. Rishum Shadin Hanoisei Masav Vesarim. If somebody's carrying something on his arm, Manicha Loyal Roshay. So he should take his Tzon Shayat off his arm and he should put it on his head. Mishum Demakam Yesh Berosh Laniach Beis Tzon. Because enough room on your head for two pairs of Tzon. Ubeshas Mechama. And at the time of war, Shanoisin Kli Zayin and Azroyim, where they used to go out and fight wars and they were carrying their ammunition. And they were holding, right, their equivalent of their rifles. They used to put that tefillin shayad on top of their rush. He says it was all on the tefillin shayad, it was all on their heads. Why was it all on their heads? Because they were wearing the tefillin shayad on their rush. It was all barash at Ruge Beitar. Because really, makim yesh barash laniach shtei tefillin. But says Ram Shif that if somebody's carrying something on his hand and it's inappropriate for him to hold it on his hand, so as a concept, you could put it. Now, this is already a whole different chiddush. Here you have an idea that you're wearing two pairs of tefillin on your head, but not two shalroishes as in Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Here you're wearing two, you're wearing your shalroishes. I mean, that's mamish interesting. You put your tefillin shalroish on top of your roish. I don't know how you do it even. But if you put your shalroish on your shalroish, right, there's such an idea that you can have two pairs of tefillin on your head. One is shalroish, one shalroish. The chidah and his svarim. It's in his shalroish, Shuvas Chaim Shal, and it's right here in Masechtas Gittin, his Pesach Inayim, Barichos, he's matmi on this chiddush. He says to put a shalroish on your shalroish, and that should be considered wearing tefillin. He said, that's a chuk of a tlula. How could you wear your shalroish and shalroish? The shayad goes in the shayad, the shalroish goes in the shalroish. Makim yesh b'roish for two pieces of tefillin means two shalroishes. But how in the world are you going to put in two shayads? Either way, this idea of makim yesh b'roish for two pieces of tefillin is something that we have. Number one, Rashi Rabbeinu Tamsfil, which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Erechaim, Simon Lamadalit, the Ben Ishchai said b'shem Darizal that that's the way tefillin was worn from Moshe Rabbeinu until this man of the Ga'inim. And then we have this chiddush, which is really a chiddush al gabe chiddush. The Maram Shif based on this beautiful diak in the Agadah to Gemaras of Kamsa bar Kamsa, where you see that on the head of the Haruge Beta, they found Shalyads. Must be because it was it's somewhat not bakovedig for them to wear the tefillin shayad on their yad, and as a result, they put it on their head. But just to end with one more ha'ara, and that is, it's yodua that the Divrei Chaim, so we mentioned Divrei Chaim earlier in the daf, but it's yodua that the Tzanzer Rav had a very big problem with people that use mirrors to make sure that their tefillin is properly positioned on their head. Tvarim you do. It comes from a tshuva. It comes from a shalos tshuva of Divrei Chaim. The tshuva is in Divrei Chaim chelik beis. It's in Simin Vav. It's a very short tshuva. And really the part that's negeya, this halacha, is one paragraph. It says the Divrei Chaim, quote, Im lirois b'mara sh'atfilim yi b'emtza. For someone to look in a mirror to make sure that his tefillin is properly positioned, hu divrei burus. It's something that a late negeya does. Ki afilu im eina mechuvanu mamish, because even if it's not perfectly positioned, kosher, it's still kosher. Di yodua, because everybody knows, di yesh mokoim b'roish laniach shtei tefillin. Everyone knows there's enough room for two pairs of tefillin, which means a lot of room on your head for the tefillin to be able to go. So it doesn't have to be perfect. There's so much space. Mokoim yesh b'roish laniach shtei tefillin. Va afilu b'roichiv. And that's true even on the width. Ve ein shil tefillin b'roichiv. V'chei mashmoy samartcha behedya. So therefore, there's no reason that this should be a problem. Either way, said the Divrei Chaim, he says, I've seen people, there's a new minig, that people, they look in a mirror to make sure that, he says, Divrei Buris, why the guys do this? This is not something that you're supposed to do. Now, it doesn't say Mefurish. I assume that the reason Divrei Chaim said it's Divrei Buris, because there's an idea of, like, Silbash not to look in a mirror in general, right? It's probably related to hashtag mirrors. But I'm not sure, but I'm assuming that's what it is. But regardless, he said it's mamish, it's maisim of a leidigay. But the truth is, this Divrei Chaim is merav sinigri. It's a pella atzuma. And Rabbim Rov came to Mo, and they asked kashas on this Divrei Chaim. It's very hard to read the Divrei Chaim. Because what did Divrei Chaim say? He said, you have nothing to worry about. He said, Makam Yesh Beroish for two pairs of tefillin. Makam Yesh Beroish for two pairs of tefillin means that between your hairline and the middle of your head, there's two pairs of tefillin. So if you want to put one here and one on top of it, you could put two. But Beroichiv? Now he said before, Shvafilu Beroichiv. But it's not true. Beroichiv. Beis Yosef brings such a havamin, a ben benoish shall havamin in the Rambam. But the Maskani doesn't come out that way. You can't have two side by side. And why can't you have two side by side? What's the tifkeit of it? What's the tifkeit? So just explain this a little better. The tifkeit is because tefillin, we said, has two shurim in front, one on back. Two shurim in front is hairline, middle of the skull. And on the side, it has to be b'nei nechel. Listen to the lashon of the Rambam. Heicha manicha na tefillin. This is perek dal aloch alav hilchas tefillin. Shal roish, manicha noisa ala kodkoid, shu soif aser, shekineged aponim, v'amokim shem moicha shal tine groif esboi. Okay. V'tzorich l'chavin oisam be'emtza. You have to make sure it's in the middle. It's like this, it's going to be between your two eyes. The Rambam said, what did Rambam mean when he said the word emsa? He says, we know what b'nei necha is. Those are the next ones. What does he mean be'ensa? It sounds like it has to be in the middle between your two eyes. So you measure the distance between your two eyes, you measure your tefillin, and you situate it in the middle. So there's an equal amount, like an eruv in sugya, equal amount of space between the two sides of your tefillin. Right? That's what it sounds like you're supposed to do. You do a little bit of math, and you figure out exactly what be'emtza is. But it's supposed to be be'emtza be'noina. How can you have two pairs of tefillin? Be'emtza be'noina. It's not possible. It's impossible. It's not a mitzias. There's no way you could do this. So the truth is, this Divrei Chaim is very schwer. Because do you need a mirror, maybe, to make sure that it's between your hairline and the middle of your skull? Not makom yesh b'roish l'aniach shtei tefillin. So the Divrei Chaim said, "Why would you need a mirror for that? There's enough space that you probably got it right." But b'nei nech, how do you know if it's be'emtza b'nei necha? So you know it's between your eyes. But if it has to be be'emtza, you're going to be medakdek that it should be be'emtza. That's what the Rambam says the shir is. Then l'chur it should be a problem. So this is the kasha that everybody asks on the Divrei Chaim. And the truth is, there's another tshuva that was written by the Divrei Yoyim. And the Heilige Sat Meruv wrote a tshuva on this Divrei Chaim. It's a very, very long tshuva. He starts the tshuva saying that he's going to be Makatzer. And at the end of the tshuva, he says that he had to be Makatzer. But the truth is, it's a very, very long tshuva. It's like 12 pages long. And he starts off with the chiddush of the Divrei Chaim and the kasha that everybody asks on the Divrei Chaim. And he says that the truth is, he's not so sure that the diak in the Rambam's a diak. The Rambam said, be'emtza, be'noinayim. He says, we're assuming that it means it has to be literally in the middle. Maybe be'emtza just means somewhere in the area of be'noinayim. Right? This is the chakira. Be'emtza be'noinayim means at the midpoint of be'noinecha, or be'emtza be'noinayim just means that in the middle of your head, which is b'nei necha. If it has to be literally b'emtza b'nei necha, so that's a sheer meduktik, and it's impossible to have two pairs of tefillin there, unless one is on top of the other. But if your b'emtza just means in the area of b'nei necha, so if you have small tefillin, then theoretically, maybe it's shayach to put two pairs of tefillin in that area. By the way, does it mean the entire bias has to be in that area? Maybe it's enough if you have roiv, rubei kekuloi. Maybe you don't even need roiv. Maybe only a mir would be enough. But either way, the Divrei Chaim wrote a very, very long tshuva, and to be miyashiv, the Divrei Yoyim wrote a very long tshuva to miyashiv Divrei Chaim. At the very end of the tshuva, he says like this, ubeikar adover, masher kosam maron, im lestakel b'mara l'chavim mokan atun. So you look in a mirror to make sure your tefillin is in the right place. Hinei vaday she rubei de rubei michla yisrael, she b'chol adoyros, ubechol ha-mekoymos, im agdoy li-yisrael, hayu manichen atfilin beis ha-knes of the Beis HaMedrash, right? Not everybody, but Ruba the Ruba people, they put on tefillin in a shul, right? The ilu hayadeya eza mehem sheyesh tzorich l'stakel b'marav shasanachas tefillin letzamtzem amokim. If there was a halacha that says you have to make sure you get the tefillin in the right place, so you have to look in the mirror, right? Not just a nice thing to look in the mirror, you have to. How do you know it's b'emtza? Maybe it's in the wrong place. So he says, if that was the halacha, hayu besaknim b'beis haknesses b'beis HaMedrash marav l'tzorich tefillin. It would have been takanas. You'd go to an old shul from 800 years ago, and you'd see a big mirror that everybody would line up in to make sure that tefillin was in the right place. No one ever heard such a thing. So must be you don't have to do it. And if somebody takes on a minig that goes kineged all the minhagim of all the doiris, it's regarding this sotku divri maronzal shu minig buris. The Divrei Chaim was right that it's a minik from Alayda Gaya. The neged ha minik ha'igavnu shu b'chol oilam. And somebody goes connected such a minik. What does it mean such a minik? Kol ha-dairus, all the dairus, this was the minhag klai. So you're going out connected all these minhagim. It's regarding this that the Gemara said in Yevamos Daf Kuf Beis, Sha'afilu Yavi Eliyahu. He says, even if Eliyahu, a Navi would come and he would tell you this is what you should do. Ein shaymim loy. You're not supposed to listen to him. I know there's an anecdote. I saw this many, many years ago floating around that, I don't know if it was with the Briskerov or someone from the Litvisha world that used to look in a mirror or held that you should look in a mirror when you put on tefillin. So somebody told him, what about the Divrei Chaim? The Divrei Chaim said it's a minhag buris. So it's mamish, it's the minhag of a bur, of a leidegeir. How could you get connected that? So he told him back that Ichab Geher, that the Divrei Chaim used to sit in the sukkah, on sukkahs even when it rained. And somebody told the Divrei Chaim, I don't understand, mitzdayr is potter min ha-sukkah. And the Ramah says that if someone's potter from doing something and he does it anyways, he's nikra hedyet. Ramah brings it in Hilcha Sukkah. He says if it's raining outside and you sit in a sukkah because you wanted to sit in a sukkah, you're nikra hedyet. And the Divrei Chaim said that, I know the Ramah said nikra hedyet. He said, obese kedai, to be called a hedyet by the Ramah, but to be yoytza mitzvah sukkah. So the Brisker Rav, I think, or somebody of that ilk said it's kedai to be called a bur by the Divrei Chaim, but at least I'll know I was yoytza mitzvah tefillin.